As the healthcare debate heats up in Washington, two new reports arguing that an essential employer health mandate be part of any healthcare reform plan were released today. Also, a statement signed by over 330 healthcare experts and economists was published today, echoing President Obama's call for healthcare reform must happen this year. MIT economics professor Jonathan Gruber was one of those signatories. He said that getting rid of the current employer-based insurance system would fundamentally improve the labor market. Gruber says the current system works well for people who work at large firms, but not for those who work in small or just established businesses.
However, if you work at a small firm or you're an individual wanting to start a new business, the system does not work very well because small firms have a hard time finding affordable insurance, and non-group insurance markets are largely dysfunctional. As a result, individuals are afraid to leave jobs towards more productive positions. They're afraid to start new businesses. If we fix the system and make health insurance coverage accessible for all, that will free workers to move to their most productive positions. It'll free them to start new businesses that can grow jobs in the future. And I think that's recognized by the signers of this statement, that would be a fundamental improvement in the functioning of our labor market.
Gruber used economics as an argument that the healthcare system needs to be changed now. Karayan said such a policy will not be adopted in isolation, but with many other components. He said there are five main reasons to expect job growth would increase with a pay-or-play system.
A, to in the short run get people the resources they need. B, in the medium run, to fix our labor market so that people can move to their most productive positions. And C, for the long run, to lay the groundwork for the fundamental cost controls that are required to bring healthcare costs under control and allow employers to free their resources to pay workers more or hire more workers.
The effect on employment of the kind of healthcare reform package proposed by the Obama administration will be both positive and large.
Philip Kryan is the author of a new report published by the Institute for America's Future and the Economic Policy Institute called "Will a Pay-or-Play Policy for Healthcare Cause Job Losses?" Pay-or-play refers to having all employers who don't offer health insurance pay a modest payroll tax to help pay for healthcare coverage for their employees.
First, as already mentioned, the creation of new jobs in the healthcare sector. Second, increased worker productivity that will come from improved health. Third, efficiency gains in labor markets. Because today some jobs offer health insurance and some do not, many people stay in jobs they would otherwise have left just to hang on to their health benefits. Fourth, there will be savings for employers who today provide expensive health insurance who choose to pay instead of play after healthcare reform. Since it plays an important role in their recruitment and retention of productive employees, some employers will instead choose to reduce their expenses by paying the modest payroll tax instead of the generally much higher cost of offering private insurance to their workers.
His fifth reason is system-wide savings from a reduced rate of healthcare cost growth. Another new report issued today from Cal Berkeley professors Jacob Hacker and Ken Jacobs is called "How to Structure a Player Pay Requirement on Employers." Professor Hacker says the player pay requirement is crucial for financing healthcare reform.
Even if small employers, say firms with 10 or fewer workers, are exempted, a player pay requirement at a modest or marginal rate or assessment could raise hundreds of billions of dollars over the period that's being considered in all of the budgetary discussions today. Those are dollars that will allow coverage to be expanded and improved, and to ensure delivery system reforms can take place.